You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Tom Hernandez. He is a vendor manager with the Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce and a spokesperson for this upcoming 49er Festival and Chili Cook-Off. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mark.
Tom, the first question I want to ask you, the Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce mostly encompasses the communities of Groveland and Big Oak Flat. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Let me ask you, because after Yosemite National Park was closed for about 3 weeks or so this summer due to wildfires, did that have a huge impact on business in the Groveland area?
I would definitely have to say yes. And that impact was ranged anywhere from between 10 to 60% of a decline in business, depending on the type of business that was impacted, whether it be restaurants or whether it be Airbnbs or whether it be, you know, bed and breakfasts and hotels. So there was a definite impact.
Outside of the Yosemite closure, how is business overall along the Highway 120 corridor?
If it wasn't for the fires, the feedback is the business has been good. I mean, our tourists are good. They visit our businesses and support them. So short of the fire, we're in good shape.
Well, that's good to know. Now, this Saturday, it is the largest day of the entire year for the community of Groveland, and we're talking about the 49er Festival and Chili Cook-Off. Events start pretty early in the morning. What time do they begin?
We're actually going to start off at 7 a.m. at the community center with a pancake breakfast.
All right, so after the pancake breakfast, what time does the parade begin?
Actually, what's going to happen after the pancake breakfast, Mark, at about 8:45, there'll be some opening remarks. And we actually have some gunfighters, some stage gunfighters. It's going to make, you know, it makes it exciting for the kids. You know, it's a family event. So that will be happening roughly around 8:45. And then we actually start the parade that starts at Yosemite National Bank and heads down to Mary Labarini Park. That starts at 9. And when they get to the end of the parade at approximately 10 a.m., that's when the actual formal festivities start at the park itself.
Do you have a grand marshal this year in the parade?
Yes, we're very excited. It's going to be Louise Turney this year.
And then after the parade, all of the events shift over to Mary Labarini Park. And, of course, the name of the event is 49er Festival and Chili Cook-Off, so I imagine that's where the chili is going to be.
That's correct, Mark. We have about 7 contestants competing this year. We look forward to it every year. They provide a wide variety of chilies, and they will be selling chili tasting kits, and the individuals purchasing the kits will actually get to vote on their favorite chili.
Tell me about some of the entertainment we're going to find on Saturday.
The band that's going to be playing is going to be a band called Threshold, and they play a wide variety of music. We've had them, I think this is the 4th year we've had them come back. Excellent band, good variety, family-friendly music, I'd say 60s, 70s, 80s.
And outside of the chili, will there be other food available?
Yes, there will. Between the Rotary and the Kiwanis clubs, they're going to be doing hot dogs, hamburgers, I believe it's tri-tip sandwiches. So there'll be a good variety of food. We also have a kettle corn vendor. There's other vendors that provide, for example, snow cones, popcorn.
And plenty of other vendors, I'm sure, for arts and crafts.
Absolutely. We've got roughly about 45 vendors in a variety of products and services that they'll be providing. There'll be some nonprofit organizations sharing information as well. But there'll be anywhere from custom jewelry to wood products to clothing products. It's a good wide variety of vendors.
Essentially an all-day event down at the park starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and continuing through what time?
Approximately 5 o'clock. It normally ends about 5 o'clock. And what we'll do is we'll ask the public to, at that point, leave the park so that the vendors can drive the vehicles onto the park safely without any pedestrians around. So, but it normally runs about 8 to 5. We will also have beer and wine that's sold there.
Any classic cars to look at this year?
We are. There are going to be approximately 5 to 6 custom cars that are involved in the parade, and they're actually going to be parked at the front of Mary Labarini Park at the end of the festivities to basically commence the festival itself once the parade ends.
And speaking of parking, where should the general public park to take part in the festivities?
Parking in the library area is first come, first serve. There will also be a trolley, so the public can park down at Chennai Elementary School. And the trolley just keeps running all day long. Roughly about every 15 minutes, it drops off and picks up. So there is parking there, which is about a quarter of a mile down from the park itself.
And a telephone number for those who would like to find out some more information.
They're welcome to contact myself at 209-914-2633.
And the website for the Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce.
Groveland.org.
Tom, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to extend a huge thank you to the Rotary. As you know, we had a devastating rainstorm March 22nd that really, really did an extensive amount of damage to the park. We weren't sure we were going to even have a festival this year, but between the Rotary Club, they reached out and were able to get quite a bit of building materials and so forth, along with GCSD, who stepped in, got contracts in place to get the park ready within weeks or days of the festival. So hats off to all those individuals, specifically Rotary, who drove that and made it happen.
Tom Hernandez with the Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce. Tom, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mark.